with Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream. Just the both of them did this wonderful collaborative album. And, you know, she's a multi-talented person. She has a show on French television that I really, really appreciate, where she basically does like a TV performance introduction of upcoming artists, like rising artists who she wants to platform. And, you know, she's been a radio host herself, been in this position, done a lot of really cool work, you know, interviewed artists, all of that. But she's finally back with new music. She's put out a new single called Broken Rib, and you should go check out the music video for this song, because it's just one of those classic videos shot in an office, you know, the dichotomy between the inner and the outer. You know, it shows her in an office situation, alternately screaming in agony and, you know, and hiding her pain, pretending to be fine, to be normal, and then similar scenes on the tube as well. And it really kind of just revolves around this line in the song, in the chorus, or like the sort of break. We learn to breathe with a broken rib. She is a fine writer, folks. And this is going to be part of her upcoming album that's coming out in late August, the 29th of August. It's called You Heartbreaker, You. And you can find her work at Jenny Beth. Spell her name J-E-H-N-N-Y-B-E-T-H, jennybeth.com. And we've also got music coming up from a band called Bees and Sawdust, who are an Irish band from Galway, now based in Dublin. They're a five-piece band that started out in 2021, and I'm pretty sure we've played them on the show before because I was just fascinated with their work. They've put out a new song. It's called The Televangelist Shuffle, and it's got this fat, distorted electro-rock riff, just accompanied with very post-punk, cutting, frenetic social commentary. I think it's a killer combination. I'd even go as far as calling it the track of the week for me personally. You can find them on Bandcamp at Bees and Sawdust. Spell that out in words, so not the ampersand and, but like A-N-D and. Beesandsawdust.bandcamp.com. You'll find that on there. And that's what we're going to be playing you. And then for the final song for this set, I'm bringing back something from earlier in the year, an album released in March by a band that I quite like and who have been on this show before. Courting, Liverpool band who released their third album, and this name is a mouthful. Their album's called Lust for Life, or How to Thread the Needle and Come Out the Other Side to Tell the Story. And of course, the first half of the album title might ring bells for you. Lust for Life, of course, being famously an Iggy Pop album name. Lana Del Rey has also played around with the idea, and the band talked about it in a recent NME interview where they basically said that they wanted to take a phrase like that with so much history, with such strong preconceived notions, and give it a little courting twist, which is what the rest of the, what they call the rambly bits, go into. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing Courting back, apart from the fact that this album is pretty good, is that Courting played a live show just this week on Monday. They were in town playing at the Baby G in Toronto, and it came on the back of, you know, not very easy to swallow news. Like, this show, this tour for them was a co-headline with the American band Slow Fiction. First night of the tour was in Chicago, just before Toronto, and Slow Fiction got robbed of nearly everything they had. So, rough start to the tour. The band, you know, spent the day recouping just to kind of be able to go out there and do it after such a massive setback is already a really big thing. And then, you know, for Courting as well, to soldier on to do the tour. But nonetheless, we did still get to see them, and it was an absolutely fantastic show. It was opened by a local band from Guelph called Habit. And, you know, their music kind of existed in the space between grunge and shoegaze and post-punk. So do go check them out, Guelph band Habit, who were the openers. Courting now, I mean, very interesting band, you know, because they've been, I think, one of the few and only indie rock bands to be walking the line between conventional guitar rock music or guitar indie rock music and hyperpop, basically. So they are big Charlie XCX fans. they do dig the whole idea of, you know, the slightly surreal, the very dramatic and enthusiastic stuff, the autotune, which I know that, you know, some fans have always had questions about. And their first album and sort of their early work was very post-punk in the sort of like wry tongue-in-cheek sense. They were getting compared to bands like Parquet Courts quite a lot at the time. And then they, you know, kind of decided that they didn't just want to be another indie rock band, you know. So many of them out there, and they had this love for pop music that they decided to just embrace, you know, embrace their electro side, embrace the urge to make pop hits. And so, you know, began the journey as it did on their first album, Guitar Music, again very intentionally titled So. And then the second album, New Last Name, was where they came down to talk to us just as the album was coming out and everything, which they called an album which is also a play. And it sort of had its own little storyline and its own little characters. Again, a very interesting album. I think Court and Dew do a lot of interesting things. This third album, though, I feel like they found that balance between the more electronic elements, the kind of hyper-pop side, and their guitar songwriting. So there's a lot of heavy stuff on the album, you know, some things even veering into kind of Y2K metal-ish stuff, like sort of new metal, sort of emo, sort of pop punk-ish stuff on songs like After You and all, very discordant. Anyway, the gist of the story is that they've put out a fantastic album. And they came out with a set sort of filled with everything from all over the place. They're happy to dip back into that back catalogue and, you know, play the sort of the early hits as well. Stuff, you know, they're sort of like David Byrne's Bad Side type of stuff. Pop Shop, Tennis, all those hit songs of theirs. And the crowd was really going for it. And to their credit, they really know how to get a crowd going. They got them moving on a Monday night, always a big thing to get people coming out, you know. And, you know, their energy by themselves is insane. They are still a very theatrical band, you know. They bring the sound effects and everything. And it was just a really, really good show. So I'm going to dip back into their new album that came out in March and play us a little something from it. The album, once again, is called Lust for Life, or How to Thread the Needle and Come Out the Other Side to Tell the Story. I always need to look it up. We're going to be playing one of their pretty cool singles. It's called Namsi. And you can find them on Bandcamp, courtingband.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with Jenny Beth. This is Broken Rib. We'll be right back.
are splitting people up, believers and sinners, and I'm at your door today. You have the chance to be a winner, a truly saved soul. You can come home. I've noticed a lot of funky cigarette butts and bottles strewn on your lawn. You look like a gambler and a fiend. Your money goes up your nose till sunrise. I doubt you're involved in any charitable organizations. Completely morally vacant. But we can solve all of this with just a few small payments.
I'd like to talk to you about your religion. My hair's as brimmed and perfect as my pitches. See, it's the deal with all of this ends. You can come with us or you can stay with them. I'd like to talk to you about your religion. I'm just worried about your spiritual condition. No faith required, just insert your card. Only a small deposit can save your heart.
For false Christ and false prophets will rise and will provide great signs and wonders so as to mislead. There could be more than you. Your family and friends could be saved too. There's room for everyone where we plan to be headed. So please bring your wallet. They only take cash in heaven.
I'm Sean from Croydon, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
starting there, folks. What a wonderful band. I mean, with all the experimentations and everything that they've been up to, fundamentally, they are absolutely capable of writing a goddamn tune, is what I'm going to say. Saw them last week on Monday at the Baby G in Toronto, and what a band. They really know how to get the crowd going, and I just love their shows. Folks, the show has flown by absolutely whirlwind like. We're coming to the end of it. We've only got time for another three songs, a last three songs, which is such a shame because this week has been full of so many incredible releases. You know, Pulp album just dropped, More first album in 24 years. Little Sims's album Lotus has come out, and she is having so much fun on some of the songs on this album. And I think I want to give that the proper time and jump into it next week. So we'll come back to that. But I'm going to finish off tonight with three new songs for you from some artists who are really up and coming, and with a little bit of relevant news as well. In more shows news, you know, there's a really cool band from Belfast, outspoken punk rock, you know, sort of Riot Girl, very political punk rock. There's a band called Problem Patterns, and they're playing in Canada next week. There's one show, I believe, in London, Ontario. That's a free show. And then they're also playing at North by Northeast in Toronto. Their show is at the Supermarket on the Saturday, the 14th. And they put out an absolutely incredible album in 2023, their debut album called Blouse Club. It's, you know, like I said, very unapologetically feminist music. Great album. Tackles, you know, head on issues of racism, mental health issues, cost of living in class, the state of the health services, misogyny, transphobia, all in a very succinct manner, you know, and while being able to write a really good punk tune. And the album won the Northern Irish Music Prize in 2024 as well for the album of the year. So I'm going to just dip back into that album and play something for you from it. If you're in Toronto, absolutely go and see them as part of North By. They're on Saturday night. You know, it's a great way to sort of get your Saturday rolling with some amazing Belfast punk music. I'm going to go see them for sure. And you can find their music at problempatterns.bandcamp.com. The song that I've chosen to play for us is Advertising Services. And then sticking with the Northern Irish Music Prize, actually, I'm going to play you something from a fellow winner at the 2024 ceremony. It's the rising Belfast singer Jordan Adetunji, who won the best YouTube music video for the year for his hit song Kelani. He's put out a new song called X in the City. And the song's more straight-up pop music than his previous work, but you can find him on SoundCloud, Jordan, and his last name is spelled Adetunji. Song's called X and the City, and we're going to be playing that. And lastly for the show tonight, I'm going to play us some new music from a Scottish band called the Zebecs, who are an alt-rock band that I discovered this week. Slightly grungy, slightly shoegazy in their sound. There's a bit of that Fontaine ZC influence and an immense indie rock chorus. They've got a new single out called Persona, and they've been talking about, what the song is about. The band singer says, "I've discovered that you can't expect other people to wait for you to change, nor should you have any responsibility to become a false version of yourself that they've built up in their head for you. I'm on a continuous journey to become the version of myself I feel most comfortable with, and I'm accepting change. I'm constantly finishing chapters and starting new ones. That's my understanding of growth." And you'll hear about all of that on their song Persona. You can find them on Bandcamp at The Zebecks, spelled Zebecks, .bandcamp.com. And that's going to be it for this week. So, you know, folks, I'll bring you much more stuff from North by Northeast next week. So stick around for that. Hope you all have a fantastic Sunday evening and a great week ahead. I will see you next week with more coverage from North by Northeast. We'll get a few more bands involved, get a few more things going. We'll start off right now, though, with future North by Northeast attendees, Problem Patterns. This is their song, Advertising Services. See you next week. Goodbye.
Start a fight. Our secret formula reduces burn to maximize your bites. Don't want to miss this. We mean business. We mean business. Crushing the numbers, conducting our analysis. feeling is failing yourself, knowing that each morning, a fix in the stirrups and riding out. I am someone I am not. You act like you care, but you only support self-preservation, which whipped me into submission constantly. I don't care for this cohabitation, and I can't continue without my body. I won't let it belong to anyone but me. I affirm that I quit. Stop it. Your one wish is to maintain control. But I am my self-worth. I am a man, and these old paradigms plague me. Perhaps the cycle doesn't break, and instead I do. Then each chance I take to better it builds me back up from the boiling point. I am strange. I quietly accept myself in the way I suppose I should.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
And a good evening to you. You are listening to CFRC FM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 in Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.com. .ca. I am Weave. It is, I think, 9:30. Not 9:30 for me, as I'm not doing this live, but 9:30 for you, I'm presuming. And, you know, just kind of kicking it here on a very, very warmly smoke-enriched atmosphere on a Saturday afternoon. And I am down in the basement where it is cool and dank. And I just like using the word dank whenever I get an opportunity. Not that it's really dank down here. It's quite lovely. It's just, you know, it's basement-y. So it has a bit of a refrigeration aspect to it that I like here in the Carruthers that I won't really get to experience. This will be the last summer I get to do this. So, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the coolness down here, where if I need to kind of beat the heat, some go to the pool, some get ice cream. Me, I come down into Carruthers Hall and drop some tunes. So it's going to be, you know, a little esoteric, I would say, over the next hour and a half. I'm going to do some Death Grips, some King Tubby. I'm going to do this amazing collaboration that came out a couple days ago that I just heard about. I'll get into that at the top of the hour, though. But to start off with, new Hallucination, or Hallucination, dropped. This is, I guess, sort of an extension of their EPs that they've been putting out that sort of have a professional wrestling motif, like Suplex EP, and they had The Way of the Heel, and now they've put out sort of, I guess, a counter EP maybe, or a response EP to itself, Way of the Babyface, or Path of the Babyface. And they actually got Bret Hart on this track that I'm going to play, called, if you're familiar with Bret Hart, conveniently, Sharpshooter. So I'm going to play that, and then we'll just kind of go from there. So here we go. Brand new Hallucination on CFRC.
Damien, there was a time when you were an owl, but now it seems like it was all a lie. as your words have become as twisted as your conspiracy. Your language blinds you, and we see this pain the contortion of the mind has caused you. Because we see the truth under your words. We are sick of the false accusations and misinformation. We are hearing a lot of talk from the Ally Nation. And they want to know who we are. We are the hallucination. We are the tribe that you cannot see.
nation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Escape into Light, an untitled song that we have.